Jungle Shorts, Chapter 2. After breakfast the next day, they set out to buy the new shorts. The market was two streets away from where Lenny lived. On the way, they saw Ted and Shane from Class 3. Ted and Shane lived near Lenny. They were kicking a ball about beside the road. Shane slammed the ball over to him and Lenny kicked it back. "Want to play?" called Ted. "I can't, not now. I'm off with my mum to buy new football shorts." "We got ours already," Ted shouted back. The market was very crowded. Everyone was looking at the fruit and vegetables piled high on the stalls. There were shoes and clothes for sale under stripy canvas roofs. One man was selling shorts.
"Get your jungle shorts," he shouted.
He was wearing a wide straw hat and an enormous pair of jungle shorts over his trousers. They had big green trees on, with monkeys smiling at the top.
"Big or small, they don't cost much," said the man.
"No thanks," said Lenny. "I'm going to start football lessons next week. I need real football shorts." He pulled at his mum's hand. They struggled through the crowds trying to find real football shorts. They found lots of shorts that were too big and a little white pair that was too small. When they did find a pair in Lenny's size, they cost far too much money. "We'll just have to get the jungle shorts," said Mum. "The colours are lovely. I'm sure you'll like them better than white ones." Lenny pulled a face.
"Oh, Mum," he said.
"But..." "No buts," said his mum. They went slowly back to the man selling jungle shorts. The pile on his stall had gone down a lot.
"I knew you'd come back. I put aside a pair just for you," said the man.
He held a pair of jungle shorts against Lenny's trousers.
"A perfect fit," he said with a smile.
Lenny's mum opened her purse and paid for the shorts. The man put them in a bag and handed it over.
"There you are, son. Have fun wearing them."
Lenny did not smile. "I wish they were real football shorts," he said. "Jungle shorts are the next best thing," said his mum. On the way home, they saw Tessa and Pam from Class 3 kicking a ball against a fence. They lived at the top of Lenny's street.
"We can't wait till Monday for football," said the girls. "We've got new shorts."
"So have I," said Lenny, but he didn't open his bag to show them. Chapter 3. On Monday afternoon, Class 3 were waiting for their first football lesson. Everybody was noisy and excited. Swinging their bags of football things, Lenny was at the back with the jungle shorts in his bag. He didn't want to put them on. Mr. Cox carried a bag, big box of boots into the changing room. They spent a long time finding boots to fit everyone.
"Now, put on your football things and be quick about it," he said.
Lenny got changed in a corner behind the door. When they were all ready, Mr. Cox shouted,
"Get in line, everyone!"
Lenny made sure he was at the back again. He didn't want anybody to see his jungle shorts, and he hid behind Ted. He looked down to see what Ted was wearing and got a surprise. Ted was wearing jungle shorts as well. Lenny nudged him in the back and said,
"Your shorts are the same as mine."
"Yeah," said Ted, "and the same as Pam's and Tessa's and Shane's." It was true. All the friends from Lenny's street were wearing jungle shorts. Mr. Cox smiled.
"Five children in the same shorts, it must be a record," he said.
"And we all live in Lion Street," said Lenny.
"In that case, you must all play for the street team.
You can be the Lion Street Lions."
When Mr. Cox had sorted out three more teams, they went out to the playing field. They played five-a-side football until home time. The Lions team beat all the others, and Mr. Cox said they were the champions. Lenny scored 5 goals. In the changing room, the children untied their muddy boots and put on their clothes.
"All kit must be washed and boots clean for next Monday," said Mr. Cox. "Don't leave it for your mum. Do it as soon as you get home and then you won't forget."
Lenny was the first to be ready and he ran to meet his mum at the gate. He told her about his 5 goals and the Lion Street Lions.
"We'd better go home quickly now," said Lenny. "I have to clean my boots and wash my shorts."
And Mr. Cox drove home for his tea later on. He smiled to himself. On Lion Street, there were 5 pairs of jungle shorts blowing on the washing lines. That's the end of Jungle Shorts.